Election day this year is Tuesday, November 3rd, and WGXC's Philip Grant has a rundown on everything you need to know about voting.
October 9th is the deadline to register to vote in New York in the November election. That is the last day to postmark an application for the general election, which must be received by the local board of elections by October 14th. October 9th is also the last day an application can be received by Board of Elections in person to be eligible to vote in the November 3rd election. Anyone honorably discharged from the military who has become a naturalized citizen since October 10th may register in person at the Board of Elections up until October 24th. Changes of address must be received by the Board of Elections by October 14th. In Columbia County, early voting begins October 24th at the Columbia County Office Building at 401 State Street in Hudson. In Greene County, early voting begins October 24th at the Greene County Office Building, 4th floor, Suite 430 at 411 Main Street in Catskill. Both early voting sites have unique hours, so call or check the Board of Elections website, Greene or Columbia, before heading to the polls.
Dan Clark reports for New York Now that New York voters can now request an absentee ballot for the November election online through a special portal, absenteeballot.electionny.gov. Absentee ballots are only issued for a reason, but this year voters can claim the COVID-19 pandemic as a reason for voting by mail. Governor Andrew Cuomo said, and I quote, "In line with the sweeping reforms we have implemented to make it easier for New Yorkers to exercise their right to vote, we launched the online voting portal through which every registered voter concerned about COVID-19 can obtain an absentee ballot," end quote. Election day is November 3rd. There are no drop boxes locally for leaving votes. Absentee ballots must be received by the Board of Elections by 9 p.m. on November 3rd in one of the following ways. Through the mail. The ballot must be postmarked no later than November 3rd. Ballots can also be hand-delivered to the County Board of Elections office no later than 9 p.m. November 3rd. Absentee ballots can also be hand-delivered to an early voting poll site between October 24th and November 1st. And absentee ballots can also be hand-delivered to an in-person poll site by 9 p.m. on November 3rd. Amanda Fries reports for the Times Union, the instances of voter fraud are extremely rare in New York, and when they do occur, it is usually elected officials or candidates running for office and not the average voter committing the fraud. The Conservative Heritage Foundation, for instance, lists just 15 cases in New York since 2010. Most of those cases were false registrations of voters by candidates. There were just 3 cases of, and I quote, "fraudulent use of absentee ballots," end quote. Sean Morales Doyle, Deputy Director of Voting Rights and Elections at the Brennan Center for Justice, said of the 14 convictions since 2010, and I quote, 9 involved elected or public officials, candidates for office or political operatives. 3 were local developers accused of attempting to rig an election, and 2 were New Yorkers who voted twice, end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "What we've seen for years now is that there are some that use the specter of rampant voter fraud to justify all kinds of restrictive practices that do nothing to prevent voter fraud, but do everything to stop people from voting. It's a distraction. It's not helpful, and it ends up being used to justify policies that disenfranchise voters and don't make elections any safer," end quote. The disenfranchisement of voters in New York is a much larger problem. Jennifer Wilson, Deputy Director of the New York League of Women Voters, said, and I quote, "In New York State, we see a lot more disenfranchisement than fraud. More than 14% of absentee ballots get thrown out. We have one of the highest rates of throwing out absentee ballots of any state in the nation," end quote. Officials recommended voters casting ballots by mail do so carefully, reading all instructions completely so their ballots are not among those election officials throw out instead of counting. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics, the New York Board of Elections, August 31st. Announced a statewide effort to recruit poll workers for the November general election as a result of a shortage caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The push comes one day before the National Poll Workers Recruitment Day, a day set aside to address the shortage ahead of early voting and the November 3rd vote. Poll workers tend to be older people, a demographic considered more vulnerable to the virus. More than half of poll workers in New York are over age 60. This year, poll workers are being tasked with facilitating social distancing, sanitizing equipment, as well as assisting voters. Poll workers must be at least 17 years old and registered to vote on Election Day. Information on becoming a poll worker in Columbia County is available by calling 518-828-3115. In Greene County, by calling 518-719-3550. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Grace Panetta reports for Business Insider the five common mistakes that may get your absentee ballot thrown out rather than counted. The U.S. Election Assistance Commission found that 23.7% of voters, around 33 million, cast ballots by mail in the 2016 presidential election, and more than 318,000 of those votes were rejected, about 1%. This year, there are fears of slow mail service, and the coronavirus pandemic is sure to have more people voting by mail. So the five common mistakes to avoid are: improperly filling out your ballot. Follow the directions carefully. Amber McReynolds, the CEO of the National Vote at Home Institute and a former director of the Denver Elections Division in Colorado, said, and I quote, "You don't want to use red ink, marker, or anything that could be problematic. If your instructions say use black or blue ink, use black or blue ink. If it says fill in the oval, fill in the oval. I think it's really critical for voters to follow the instructions more than anything," end quote. Forgetting to sign your envelope. This is the most common mistake voters make. Using a different signature from what your state has on file. Use a consistent signature style. Voters can update signatures on file with the Board of Elections office by submitting a new paper voter registration form. Not including required additional documentation. New York does not usually require extra documentation. Sending your ballot back too late. In New York, ballots must be postmarked by 9 p.m. November 3rd to be counted. In-person voting takes place from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. November 3rd, and early voting takes place October 24th to November 1st. Brenda J. Lyons reports for the Times Union that it is legal to cast both an absentee ballot and one in person in New York. President Donald Trump suggested this week in North Carolina that voters cast both a mail-in ballot and one in person. That would be illegal in North Carolina and most states, but not in New York. Albany County Board of Elections Commissioner Rachel Blee said, and I quote, "Once you're issued an absentee ballot, you can choose to vote in person, and we will discard the absentee ballot," end quote. Election officials compare absentee ballots to poll results here, and if a person voted twice, the absentee ballot is ignored and the in-person vote is counted. Earlier this year, Albany County District Attorney David Soares urged voters there to vote in person if they'd already voted by mail for his opponent. Read more about this story in the Times Union.